Hello and welcome to another edition of 99 Questions. I am your host, Bob Buell. This is, of course, an oddly numbered interview show where we ask all sorts of interesting people interesting questions. And joined with me today, pro wrestling extraordinaire from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's Gabby Ortiz. Gabby, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Of course. Now, some say there are questions to come. Who can exactly tell? Or how many of them, in fact? But we're going to run through them. But before we do, we have to click through a couple terms and conditions, some ground rules up front. I promise this is the quick and easy part here. Like, ground rule number one, you could take as much time or as little time as you need to answer a question. If a yes or no suffice, give me a yes or no. If a short story about your life helps us get a better answer, I want to hear that story.
All right.
Ground rule number two, this is not a Wolf Blitzer interview. Is Wolf Blitzer still a thing? I don't know.
No, that's a good question. Is that your first question?
Oh no, I'm down to 98. This is not a Wolf Blitzer interview, so I don't think there's anything controversial in here. But if you want to skip or pass for whatever reason, no judgment, no worries, you can. Ground rule number three, despite the name of the show being 99 questions, I might ask you a follow-up. I might throw one in off the cuff. Who knows? That last one I asked doesn't even count. How's that for cheating? So, all that said, first of our non-counting questions, Gabby, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh boy. Actual. Question one. What's the perfect breakfast?
The perfect breakfast is, probably, I was going to say waffles, but I think a bacon, egg, and cheese with some like chipotle mayo on a cheddar habanero bagel.
That's the most tri-state area answer on earth, and I love it so. Coming from a proud New Jerseyan, that is such a tri-state answer. I love it.
Yeah.
with a cup of coffee in the other hand.
Absolutely. 100%. And that little blue and white cup that they give you when you're
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The little Greek thing. I don't even know why.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Question two. Who's the coolest dude?
My dad. My dad's the coolest dude.
Yeah.
Second is Pete Wentz. All out boy.
Okay.
That's definitely my dad.
I want to see a Photoshop of like the Olympic, you know, like standees, like gold, silver, bronze. Your dad, number one, Pete Wentz, number two.
Yes.
I don't know. Who do I get a lot here? Keanu Reeves, number three. There you go.
I love that. My dad would love that too. He's his favorite actor. It's so funny you said that.
Perfect. People, start up Photoshop now. I want it made before question 99. Question three, steak, chicken, or fish?
Probably chicken. I feel like I eat chicken the most out of like those three. But pets, probably fish.
Interesting. You don't want a pet steak?
I don't want a pet steak. No, I think it'd probably smell bad after a while.
Yeah, tough to go for walks. Yeah. That's a good call. Question four. Best gift you've ever gotten?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's a really, really good question. My parents got me an iPhone 2 when I was, like, in eighth grade. And I was the first person to like go to school with an iPhone, and I was like the coolest person, and I go on MySpace during class, and everybody was like very jealous. So probably my iPhone 2 that I got for my 13th birthday.
It can't be understated, because today, like, everything is just the internet, you know?
Yes.
Like every question you have, you can solve within 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But
It
back
was more like
then,
45 seconds back then to get a question answered, but I got
and
an
you had to
answer.
hunt out the person who had the iPhone.
Yeah.
Like I remember someone in, I think it was high school, who had like a Nintendo DS that had the internet on it, and we were like, whoa, this guy's got it going on.
Yeah. No, I remember I took a picture with my best friend in the schoolyard. And I still have that picture. And it was my first selfie that I took on my phone. And we sat there for the whole recess, just waiting it for up waiting for it to upload onto MySpace. It took forever. Like,
Oh my
like in
God.
hindsight, it took forever. But at the time, I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like, I could check the comments and stuff like right now. And there weren't any sort of like rules about that quite yet in school. So I kind of got away with a lot.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Question five, best gift you've ever given?
Oh, I'm a really good gift giver. Like that's one of my favorite things to do is give gifts. I just bought my boyfriend is a Clippers fan for I who knows
Ooh.
why. But I'm gonna go recent best gift I gave. I got him tickets to see the Clippers when they come to Philly. So he's very excited about that. Like good seats too. Like floor
Wow.
seats. Like he's very excited about it. So that was a pretty cool gift that I got.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And I told him he doesn't even have to take me if he doesn't want to. You can take his buddy. I don't care.
Want to go see
Don't
the
really want to see the but the
Clippers.
Sixers are playing really well, so
It's true.
yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Question six. What did you want to do for a living when you were a kid?
I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a Broadway actress. So I wanted to sing and dance and act on stage. I just wanted to be a musical theater performer. That's what I went to school for as well.
The Venn diagram of theater kids and pro wrestling, I
Oh
tell
yeah.
you.
I didn't know about that until I joined. I was like, gee, I thought I was the only one. It's a lot of us.
Yeah. Question seven. This here's a biggie. What's the largest animal you can beat in a fight?
Probably a chihuahua. They're pretty vicious, so maybe
That's
not.
true.
Oh man, what's a lot? I don't want to beat an animal in a fight. I like animals. Wait, I don't like this question.
This was a test and you passed. Yeah. I believe you could take the Chihuahua.
Know, man.
Yeah. Question eight. Who's someone you look up to?
Brother. I look up to my brother a lot because he came from some pretty like came from different circumstances than I did. And we both lost our mom. She was our mom and his dad got deported and he just going through a lot of stuff. And he has managed to just really make something great of himself despite all of that. And I'm just very proud of him and I look up to him a lot.
That is incredible. Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Question nine. First album you bought with your own money.
A Fever You Can't Sweat Out by Panic at the Disco. I bought it at a
Whoa.
Walmart in South Carolina when my dad was on a business trip and we went with him. And I had my own money and we went to Walmart and I bought that record and I played it the entire time and then for many, many years after.
That's a pretty solid first album.
Yeah.
I'll say that's not too shabby.
It set an interesting trajectory for the rest of my life, I'll tell you that.
Suddenly that Pete Wentz answer is coming more into focus from
See?
earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Question 10. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Faith by George Michael.
Ooh. That's
Yep.
good. That's a tricky one too.
I can do it, man. I mean, I think I can. Anytime I've done it, I've gotten great feedback.
Plus, if you're out to karaoke, drinks are probably flowing. There's
Yeah.
a margin of error there that's
Yeah. I
allowing
think
for some wiggle
forgivable,
room.
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's my song.
I love it.
I love that question.
Question 11, last song you listened to?
I think, if you don't mind, I'm going to check my Spotify because I've been
Yeah,
listening to a lot of
please.
podcasts.
Because every
So,
time people check their Spotify, it gives me another excuse to say, hey, Spotify, maybe throw us a couple bucks. Who knows?
hey, yes. Yeah. It was so much for Stardust by Fall Out Boy. I was testing out new headphones I got, and that's a really good
Mm.
song to test new headphones out with.
I love it. Question 12. What's a band or musical artist you want to hear more from?
What? Who knows? I can't even. That's such a crazy question you'd ask me. I don't even have an answer for it. Probably, I don't know, maybe Fall Out Boy. They just came out with a new album, and I'm like, I want more. Give me more.
It a double.
Please.
Oh, perfect. 13, a song that brings the most emotion out of you.
Oh, you're gonna this. Okay. So, with Fall Out Boy's new record they came out with, I'm like, it's so funny because as I was growing up listening to them, there was things in the songs they were going through that I didn't quite understand, like adult situ. And then like this album sort of lines up with like their adulthood and my adulthood for the first time ever. So, there's just songs that I understood a lot more than I did for the. Like with first listen. So it's the song called Fake Out. And I mean, I saw them play it live 5 times over the summer. I saw them play 6 times, but I saw them play that particular song 5 times. And it just wrecked me from the inside out every time I heard it. It's such a beautiful song. But yeah, Fake Out by Fall Out Boy.
Hey, it's
Or
two.
Drops of Jupiter by Train. That's another one that gets me.
First off, I got to check out this new Fall Out Boy album,
It's
apparently.
really good.
Very powerful, I'm hearing. Yeah.
And when you do, let me know what you think.
All right, I got you. You will get my full review.
Great.
Hey, folks, it's Bob Buell here from the Not Too Distant Future with my very quick review. For Fall Out Boy, so much for Stardust, I listened to the whole thing. Heartbreak Feels So Good is going to be a really good song for driving around with the windows down this summer. Hold Like a Grudge has Queen-like vibes in the instrumentals that I really liked. So Good Right Now is a real toe-tapper if I ever heard one. I Am My Own Muse is my favorite song off this record. It's fantastic. The booming bassy instrumentals are great. The titular track really rocks out and drops a lot of, like, quotes that I feel like are going to become tattoos. It's a really good end to the album, and I respect the effort, but not a big fan of We Didn't Start the Fire. Overall, 7.5 to 8 out of 10. Thanks. Question 14. What's your favorite music video?
Ooh. Oh, I want to say I really like Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. I really
Mmm.
like that music video, the one he's like in Egypt and Eddie Murphy's there and he dances and he steals his wife. I like
When
that. That video is
you
fun.
sum it up like that,
It's
it's
what happens in the video.
it is. You're 100% accurate. It's just a very funny, like, one sentence synopsis of that video. Because it's beautiful. It's beautifully shot. It's a
Yes.
beautiful song. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, I guess he does. Yeah.
I do. I really like that music video. It's a good one.
No, brilliant. One of Michael Jackson's underrated ones, I would say.
I
Everyone
agree. I
everyone's
agree.
like Thriller this and Beat It That and this and that. But even Black and White, I think, gets a lot of respect. But like that one, really good.
I know it's and so thematic too. And there's another one, You Rock My World, Chris Tucker's in that one. That's a good music video. I think Marlon Brando's in that music video.
Is he
And
really? Wow.
yeah, he is. He is. He plays like a gangster, like no shit. But sorry if I'm not allowed to curse,
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
but yeah, so he Marlon Brando is in that video and it's an odd that's a really coolly shot video too, but it's not as like bright and fun as Remember the Time. But he has
Gotcha.
a ton of good videos. I remember like Liberian Girl's a really good one too. Yeah. So
Love
we're big Michael Jackson people in my house.
it.
I don't know what that says about us now, but that's neither here nor there.
Listen, you can't deny the music. You
You
can't deny
can't.
the music.
You can't. So good.
15. You got $1 million, but you have to donate it all to charity. What charity is it going to?
Honestly, there's charities that do this already, but I don't know what they're called. I've wanted to start my own charity named after my two cats, to just help people pay their pets' vet bills. 'Cause that can really take a lot on you, especially if your pet is sick or it's something very sudden and you can't save him and you want to. I mean, I just had to put my cat down. It was $1,000 to do it, and I was lucky to have the money for it. But I know there's people that can't, and they're stuck. It's like, what do they do? So I would love to just donate a ton of money, $1 million, to a foundation that helps people with their pets' medical bills.
That is such a great cause. And yes, I think if it doesn't exist, it absolutely should exist.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. I think it does. I was looking into it because I was really thinking about starting that nonprofit, and based in Philadelphia, just you keep it local and stuff. But it doesn't there's it does exist, but I don't know too much else about it. But I would like to maybe start my own, in the name of my cats, who I love very, very much.
I love that. 16, favorite holiday.
I like the holidays where you don't have to do anything for anyone. Halloween is a ton of fun. Martin Luther King Day just happened, and that was great. I didn't have to do anything.
True.
You know what? Halloween. I love Halloween.
Halloween is just. It's got something when you're a kid. It's got something when you're an adult. It's
Yeah.
all
I
there.
honestly feel like it's more of an adult holiday now than it's ever been. It's like, I don't know if that's because I am an adult, but I don't see trick-or-treaters like I used to, when I was giving out candy as an older teen. But yeah, but it's definitely, it feels more adult now. But honestly, I think it's just because my perspective is different. I am an adult, so
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Like
yeah.
when you're a kid, you're just among the rabble of kids. So of course it
Yes.
seems like that's where everyone is, but
Yeah.
who knows?
Who knows?
17. What's your go-to drink when you walk into a coffee shop?
I like to get a chai latte with almond milk iced. If they have it, if they don't, I will get a caramel latte or something. I'm a latte girl. I'm a basic. But I
Good
love chai
choices.
lattes. That's so yummy.
All right, this is the biggie.
Oh goodness.
This is our controversial question here. 18. Spell the word gray.
Ray?
Gray.
Gray, Gray.
Wow. No hesitation. AY. Wow.
What, did I do something wrong?
No, you
That's
did it
how I thought it
perfect.
was spelled. Do people do it with an E?
Gonna get a lot of angry letters from the team EYs of the world. Yeah,
I could have spelled it Greigh, and I didn't. So you're welcome for that.
There is a growing uprising of EIGH out in the world, and I don't know how I feel about that. 19. What's your prized possession?
I have this little dog. He's a little stuffed dog. His name's Peanut. I've had him since I was 2 years old. I sleep with him every night. He's what I would save in a fire. My dad got him in a 25-cent crane machine one day, and I don't know. He's very special to me.
Yeah. Let's go, Peanut.
Peanut.
Question 20. Are you competitive?
No, but I don't need to be. I'm good at everything I do, so there's why be competitive when I know I'm gonna just win anyway. I'm really not. I'm honest, genuinely I'm really not competitive, but I somehow get wins all the time, and I don't get it. But yeah, I'm not competitive. I know if I lose, I'm not kicking sand about it.
I gotcha. 21. Do you consider golf a sport?
No.
That is correct.
Oh,
22. Have you ever played any sports?
I played softball in high school for a little while.
Oh, okay. There you
Now
go.
my friends, all my lesbian friends were doing it, so I was like, oh, I like you guys. I want to hang out. So I wasn't necessarily good at that, but I got to hang out with my friends.
And really, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
23. Favorite sport to watch?
Baseball.
Mmm.
Love baseball.
Especially from Philadelphia. That is, what more iconic than a
Oh my
Phillies
gosh.
baseball game? Yeah.
It's the best. It's one of my favorite things to do in the entire world is go to a Phillies game.
The beautiful, beautiful stadium? Yeah,
Yeah,
sure. Stadium.
it's Citizens Bank Park, that's what they call it, but it's a stadium. It's
Yeah,
huge.
park. Yeah, I was gonna say arena. I was like, that's wrong. Yeah.
I
24 theme parks.
haven't been to one in quite some time. Oh, I like Universal in Florida because of Harry Potter World. That's tons of fun. But I haven't been to a theme park in like probably like 8 years it's been.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta get down there, get some.
I know.
What do they got? Butterbeer?
Butterbeer. I had a butterbeer there when I went. I remember being very delicious. And then I went to see The Cursed Child in New York, which is the Harry Potter play. And they had it there and it was just not the same. It actually kind of sucked.
Well, it can't travel. Yeah, it's now it's using New York water. You got to use that for bagels, not butterbeer.
Yeah,
Everyone knows
not
that.
butterbeer.
Question number 25, dubbed the Ron Bennington after famous radio personality. You're standing in a wrestling ring, and a wave of 9-year-olds, a random mix of boys and girls, are coming down to that ring to fight you. How many 9-year-olds could you beat in this fight?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, they're nine. But
You know, you have a compelling argument here. Yeah.
I did say how I was gonna beat them. I'm beating them by count out. I'm just leaving. Like, I'm not participating in this. That's smart in them, man.
That's true. You're just pointing to your head the whole time as you're walking
Yep.
away.
Like, I really got those 9-year-olds.
The whole commute back. I showed them.
It's actually funny you asked that. We have at my wrestling school, we do birthday parties. So this situation has kind of happened to me before. Like, where there's just a group of 9-year-olds that we teach how to clothesline us. And
Oh.
they really go for it. And I'm short too. I'm 5 foot, so I'm not like particularly like I'm not much taller than them.
Yeah.
So they
Excellent
really go for
clothesline
it.
potential. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, technically I've done it and I've lost. So
0-1, but you're coming back for revenge. You got to finish the story against those
yeah.
9-year-olds.
Yes. That's when I walk out and win by count out.
26. What's a game you know you can win?
Skee ball at the arcade. I'm
Yes.
really good at that.
Nothing better. Nothing
Nothing
better than
better.
like an old style, like the wooden balls and the just
Best.
like you hear them clunk down that little side aisle thing when you put your quarter in or whatever. Oh, it's like instant nostalgia. It's the greatest.
It's so much fun. I love
Even though I'm terrible at it. I'm absolutely
it.
the worst, but I will play it every single time I'm at like a boardwalk or an arcade or
Yeah.
whatever. I aim for that middle every time, miss it every time.
Every single time. One of these days you'll get
One of these days I'll get the 500.
it.
It won't be today. 27. What topic can you discuss the most?
Good question. Probably 30 Rock lore. Can
Ooh,
talk about
okay.
that at nauseam, I think. It
What a great show.
really good
Truly, what a
show.
great show.
It
I feel like every time I go back and like rewatch that show, I find a new favorite character. I think.
yeah, I agree. And you always find something like a new joke that you missed like the first few times of watching. Yeah, I mean, I started watching it when I was like a teenager, And it's just grown up with me, and it's just still so funny. As like watching it from when I was like 15, 15 years later, it's still hilarious.
So good. Tracy Morgan, legend. Legend.
Legend. Legend.
28. Favorite place you visited?
I loved London when I went to visit. I think I was 16 when I
Oh.
went, and it was really nice. It was a really good time. I had a meltdown and tried to throw my passport over the Tower Bridge when we were on a double-decker bus, and my best friend was with me, and she's the one that I took the selfie with on my iPhone. Same
Oh,
girl.
wow.
Also
Goes
one of
back
the
a long
lesbian
ways.
softball players, so she's gonna come up a lot.
It's all tying together here.
All tied together. She had to stop me. She like grabbed my passport in my head. She's like, "That's not how that works." I was like, "But what if it could? I don't have to go home.
You would just have to live in England
Have
forever.
to live in England forever."
Probably best she saved that.
Yeah. I
Used
think
her
that.
softball skills to catch it.
Yes. Yes, and her quickness.
Slid it right back.
How ridiculous is that? I was on a double-decker bus crying with my passport, gonna throw it in the freaking river. I was so over it.
I
I
just want to
did not want to
hear.
come back home.
I want to hear that story from just some random English person ha that
What
happened to be on that bus also, who's just like, "What? Who?
is going
What is
on
this
here?
woman doing?"
It's very funny.
29. What's your catchphrase?
That changes sometimes. Jesus. I mean, I always say, like, in wrestling promos, my catchphrase would probably be, "I'm gonna give you the gift of gab." Like, I say that in my wrestling promos. But in real life, it's probably, "I quit." I don't know.
Yeah. Both seem pretty apt. Though I'd like to think you could use the wrestling catchphrase in just any day life, really,
I've tried. I get really weird stares. People just look at me funny when I do that. Like, "Your name's just Gabby. Chill out." Okay.
And you just go, "Oh, don't have Apple Plus, huh? Okay."
Womp womp.
Womp. 30. What's the best costume or cosplay you ever wore?
Ooh, oh my God. So me and my boyfriend from before. My ex-boyfriend. We
Yep.
cosplayed a lot together. We did really cool ones. We did Beast Boy and Raven. We did Team
Oh.
Rocket. We did Medusa and Black Bolt from the Inhumans, which is deep cut. And not
Yeah.
anymore, because he was in one of the he was in Multiverse of
Oh,
Madness.
yeah,
Black
the
Bolt
Doctor
was.
Strange. Yeah.
He got his head blown up.
That was pretty metal. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a lot of really cool ones, and another one that I did was Harley Quinn and the Joker, but not with my boyfriend, with my best friend, the one from London, the softball player, and also the one
There
I took
she
a selfie
is.
with. She
There
came
she
back
is.
out. But probably my favorite was Beast Boy and Raven. That was really fun. That was the last one we did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Was this just like to go to a convention or just for Halloween or? Okay.
Both. Oh, we also another really good one we did for Halloween was The Shining. He was Jack Torrance and I was Wendy. We did, we like,
Ooh.
that was really cool. We did like cool makeup for that and stuff. Like, yeah, it was sick.
That's really cool. 31. Have you ever had anything named after you?
No. What the hell? Why haven't I
People
had anything named after me?
got to step the game up here.
Jeez, no, nothing. I've had nothing named after me.
Go into a coffee shop. Next time you get a chai latte, go, "This is the Gabby now."
Yes, I should do that. Yeah, they'll totally do
Or
it.
no, do the reverse of that. Walk in, order the Gabby, they'll say what, and go, "Oh, chai latte, of course."
Chai latte with almond milk, duh.
With almond milk. Yeah. And then just keep rolling with
Yeah,
it.
because milk hurts my tummy.
That's a catchphrase. Now that's a
That's a good
catchphrase.
one.
Because milk hit
Milk
hurts my tummy. Drop
hurts
the
my
mic.
tummy.
32. Hobby you've dedicated the most time to.
I would say wrestling, but that's not really a hobby anymore because I make money doing that. So I don't know if that's considered a hobby.
Sure.
Probably makeup, doing my makeup. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time learning how to like perfect the look of makeup on me. I've
Yeah.
spent a lot of money on it too.
Can't imagine. Yeah, that's cheap or easy. Absolutely.
It's no, I've been doing it since like middle school. I've been like putting makeup on my face. So yeah, I would say makeup because I've never really tried to like make money off of doing it or become a makeup artist. It's just something I enjoy doing for myself.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. 33. Who's a celebrity you've had a crush on?
Henry Cavill, Man of Steel.
Yeah.
He's really
Yeah.
handsome.
He's really handsome. No argument here.
The
34. What's the strangest job you ever had?
I've had a lot of really cool, strange jobs. My favorite, which was probably the strangest, is co-check at a gay club. That was the best, strangest job I've ever had.
Okay. Here's my follow-up to this. Best coat received at said club.
So it was a black pea coat, which we got a lot of, but this particular black pea coat, the guy lost his ticket, and this was before you told people to take a picture of your ticket with your phone. We didn't realize that was something you could do. And so he told me, he was like, "Can you please find my jacket? I will give you a $50 tip if you just find it," because we tell people wait till the end of the night before you get your jacket. This guy was desperate, he wanted to leave. And he's like, "Okay, if you look in the pockets, you might want some gloves. There's a ball gab and some anal poppers in there." And I'm like, "You want me to look through your pocket?" He's like, "I will give you $100 to find my coat." And you know what? I put the gloves on and I found the ball gag. I found the poppers and I gave him his coat.
That man had things to do that night, and
He
he
needed
was
to get
not
the fuck
leaving.
out of there. You know what? I respect it. And I got $100. So.
Oh, 100%. That's a win-win all around.
I think so. Oh my God. I was like 19 working at this club too. Like I technically was not allowed to work there, but they let me.
Oh.
And that's what I was doing. And I would come home at the end of the night, like 3 a.m. My dad would pick me up, which was really nice of him. And I would have to tell him at the end of the night what I did. I'm like, "Yeah, I found a ball gag and some poppers. But I made $100 doing it."
That is a heck of a night.
Yes.
35. Book you'd recommend the world to read.
I just read this book called The Silent Patient. It was awesome. It's really fucked up. Anybody should read. Everybody should read that book. It's messed up.
What's it called?
It's called The Silent Patient.
Silent Patient.
You're not getting me to tell you any type of the body keeps the score, like some health self-help book. No, read something fucked up, because that'll help you feel better about yourself. I don't do that
Facts.
crazy shit that they did in that book. I must be a good person. That'll help you more than any self-help book can.
Absolute facts. Yeah. 30 something. 36. A movie that always makes you laugh.
School of Rock. I love that movie. It always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's a good
And
one.
again, talk about one that just holds up.
It really, no, it seriously does. There's, and like I grew up in like North Philly. There was not a ton of like rock influence in terms of music going on. There was a lot of Spanish music, a lot of hip hop, a lot of rap. All great. Love that music. There wasn't a ton of rock influence in my life, and I never really connected to that other kind of music that was always being played. So when I saw that movie for the first time, I was like, "Oh, this is the music that like I want to listen," whether I realized it or not as a child. But like, I was like, "This is music. This is what I want to listen to for the rest of my life." And that like, I say like, okay, yeah, like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, very cool, but no, it was definitely School of Rock that like set me on the trajectory for like the music that sort of made me who I am.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack Black.
Thank you, Jack.
Jack Black, big fan. Listens all the time. I assume. I don't know. 37. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
The Wrong Missy. It's a Netflix movie. It's like a Happy Gilmore, or is it Happy Madison? I forget the name of the production. It's Adam Sandler's production company. He's not in it, but it's like a David Spade movie. It's so bad. Me and my boyfriend were watching it, and we were like, we cannot do this. We have to turn it off. We turned it off. We both woke up the next morning, and we were like, we have to see what happens.
Ah.
Like, we can't not finish that movie. So we finished it, and it was horrible. It was so bad.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that because it stars Lauren Lapkus, who I'm
Yeah,
a
and
big
she's
fan of.
great. She's
She's
great.
so funny. And then I heard all the reviews for that movie and I said, I'm okay.
Yeah, stay away. But if you do start it, you'll have to finish it. There will be, no matter how bad it is, you're gonna stop it, and then you're gonna not be able to stop thinking about it. So just stay away.
The
It's
siren
rough.
call of the Wrong Missy. Yeah.
I saw her and David Spade. I'm like, oh, maybe this will be funny, because she like if she's done the Kroll show, and I really love that show, and I'm like, she's so
Yeah.
cute and she's so funny. It was just not. It was rough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 38. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
I love so many different movies and stuff. I guess Keanu Reeves is a really good one. I've
Yeah.
really enjoyed what Margot Robbie's been doing. She's really cool. I'll stick with those two, Keanu and Margot. They're great.
I love it. I love it. 39. How cool was it in Jurassic Park when the raptors are running through the kitchen?
It was really scary. But super
It
cool.
was. It was. It was both really scary and really cool.
Both, yes.
Question 40. First show as a kid you got really into?
First show as a kid that I got, South Park.
Ooh.
Is the, South Park, and I'll pick, my family let me watch whatever I wanted. So, Family Guy and South Park were probably happened at the same time, that like I had to watch every episode that came out on the day that it came out, no matter what. So yeah, those two.
Isn't it wild that, and maybe this is just a my local area thing, but it's cable. I think this is how it works. South Park has been on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock for 30 years.
For decades. Decades. Wednesdays at
Like,
10 o'clock. Yep. And then Family Guy was Fridays or Saturdays. I think Saturdays. And yeah. But and that changed though, with like Bob's Burgers too is a big one that I really love, but that came like later. I grew up on South Park and Family Guy, but South Park, yeah, Wednesdays at 10
They
forever.
just took that spot and were just like, nope, never need to change forever.
Never. And
Every
it's
other
worked.
show has changed. They're the one. Wednesday's at 10. Doesn't matter. I love that.
Yep.
41. Who should play you in a movie of your life?
Oh, I would love to. Everyone has always told me, like, oh, I've asked this question, and I've gotten like Selena Gomez, and I'm like, I don't know. Probably I, maybe Ana de Armas would be cool.
Oh, okay.
Maybe her. She's gotta get a little jacked though. This ain't no Marilyn Monroe film. You gotta put the work in. Maybe her. Maybe Jenna Ortega. She's cool. But definitely, it definitely has to be like a Latina, like for sure.
Yeah.
But those two are in the running.
I'll have my people reach out to their people. We'll figure something out.
Thank you.
42. Who's the biggest celebrity you ever met in person?
I've met a lot of celebrities in person. It's like being backstage at like WWE working, like those are celebrities, right? Like
Oh,
they're on TV.
absolutely.
But I am gonna say a celebrity that is huge to me, and that's Pete Wentz of Fallout Boy fame.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest celebrity to me personally that I've ever met.
And like met, not like in a crowd on a stage, like
No,
actually
like
met.
I've met him a few times. There was one
Oh.
time when I my best friend, the same girl from the softball,
She is showing
from
up
the London,
everywhere.
from the Southie. Her name's Nadia. She has a name.
Okay.
She was living in Chicago at the time, and she got tickets to a club show for Fall Out Boy. And this was in like 2013, so they were big already. And this was a
Yeah.
really tiny club show that they were doing in Chicago. I flew to Chicago to hang out with her and go to the show. I flew in the same time and day that Pete Wentz flew in, and our baggage claims were next to each other. So I met him, and we told him, we're like, we're gonna be at the Metro, like, we're gonna see you play at the Metro, we're gonna go to your record signing tomorrow. And he's like, awesome, I'll see you then. And then when we went to the record signing, he looked at us, he was like, airport. We were like, airport. So he remembered us.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And then he did a DJ set in Atlantic City, and we met him there too. And he was like, he looked at us, he's like, I know you too. We were like, yeah, you do. He's a great
Airport,
guy. He's,
airport.
you know, it's so cool. People, he's probably one of my heroes. And people say, like, don't meet your heroes, but like, I met mine. He was fucking awesome. Like, super cool guy.
Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Nadia. Oh,
Question 43. TV show or podcast that you love, but you don't think anyone else knows about?
Why Won't You Date Me by Nicole Byer is one of my
Yes.
favorite podcasts, and I don't know anybody who else who listens to it, because all my like friends listen to wrestling podcasts, and I don't necessarily, I don't listen to those podcasts too much, but I
Fair.
love Why Won't You Date Me by Nicole Byer. Very funny podcast.
Nicole Byer is maybe top 10 funniest humans alive. I'm gonna
Oh
just
my
throw out
gosh,
there today.
she is hilarious, and she seems just like such a cool person. Like, I re yes, I that's like my dream podcast to like go on one day, maybe. Who knows? Like, that would be so cool. I love that podcast.
Oh, she is a gem. She is a
She is.
gem. 44, favorite comedian.
Probably John Mulaney right now. Every time I re-listen to his shows, I just crack up like I'm hearing it for the first time. He's so funny. Nicole
Yeah.
Byer is another one. Mitch Hedberg, old school. Love that guy. Rest
Yeah.
in peace.
Yeah.
John Mulaney. You know, I'm gonna say it. John Mulaney, he's great. He's really funny.
I know I've mentioned it on this show many times, but if you've never seen Oh Hello, him and Nick Kroll
Oh
playing
my
two
God.
older Jewish fellas
No.
interviewing people and then pranking them with a tuna
With
sandwich that's too
tuna, too
large.
much tuna.
Oh, it's the funniest
It's
thing on
so
earth.
stupid. So I mentioned the Kroll show earlier because Lauren Lapkus was on the Kroll show. She did a
Yeah.
couple of like little, she did a couple of the sketches, and that's where it came from. It came from the Kroll show, and then they made it this its whole own thing. And yeah, brilliant. They're two very, Nick Kroll is another one. I would actually say John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, Nicole Byer, Mitch Hedberg. That's my five right there. Is
That's
that
a
five? That's four.
four.
No.
Mount Rushmore. That's your Mount Rushmore right there.
That's my Mount Rushmore. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. 45, best Saturday Night Live cast member.
Will Ferrell.
Ooh,
Actually,
yeah.
maybe not. Maybe Tina Fey. No, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
Oh.
I'll give it to Will.
Saw you leaning toward the 30 Rock side of things and then pivot.
He was on 30 Rock. He played the bitch hunter. It was a fake show in the show. And in the scene where they show the bitch hunter, it's the Parks and Recreation like hallway, the city hall hallway. It's like, I don't know. I said I could
Wow.
talk about the show ad nauseum. I meant it.
Look at this. Look at this. Dropping fun facts here. I love
Boom.
it. 46. What's the nerdiest thing you've done?
Ever?
Ever.
Blah, 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 blah. I mentioned cosplaying at Comic-Con six times earlier in the show, so that's probably
Yeah.
one of them. Yeah, you know what I'll say? The cosplay. I mean, and nerdiest isn't like th that's good. It was very fun, and it was very fulfilling, and it was so cool, and I loved it. And also, like, I've reread Harry Potter like 1,000 times over, so it's pretty nerdy too.
That's up
It's
there. Again, a
up
good
there.
one too. It's a good one too.
Yes.
Uh, 47, least favorite state.
Oh, no, I was gonna say Ohio, but I've been there. My shoot name is Belpre, and there is a place called Belpre, Ohio that I visited, which is cool. So not Ohio.
Okay.
Texas, I don't like their politics very much.
Yeah.
I've never
That's.
been, but I don't think I would like it.
They gotta get it together. They gotta get
They
it
do.
together.
Yeah.
And plus, they're too big. Who are you trying to impress?
It's too
Come on.
big. Just you're basically give Mexico some of it back, and then
Yeah.
we'll take care of what we keep, make it better.
Yeah. Take the barbecue part.
$5 every 2 miles you drive on the highway or something. Like, it's crazy. Like, the cost
Yeah.
of living there is nuts, but there's no income tax. So it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Get it
Get it together, Texas. Come on.
together.
48. Best thing you've ever won. This is the best thing you've ever won. So not counting peanut over there.
Okay. A good one. Probably I won tickets for a really like intimate acoustic show. It was a radio recording for like the alternative station here in Philly, and it was Panic at the Disco, and I won a contest where they had to write an essay about how much they meant to me, and then
Oh wow.
yeah. And then they gave me tickets. It was very cool.
That's incredible. Like an unplugged kind of show. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Thank you.
49. Is there anything you've collected or had a collection of?
Unicorns and baby Grogu's. Big collection of both of those things, unicorns and Grogu's.
Now, two separate collection, or is the Grogu riding the unicorn?
Both. No, two
Oh,
separate
okay.
collections. My unicorn collection was when I was a kid, and then the Grogu one happened when Grogu existed. You could also put that at nerdiest thing I've ever done too. It was huge Star Wars stuff. Like, I like Star Wars a lot
That'll be on
too.
the Photoshop. One, two, there, that's three. Little Grogu on
Yes.
three.
Grogu's
Riding a
on
unicorn.
three. Exactly.
All right, question 50, dubbed the Ryan Davis and the last of the fighting questions, I swear. You're in a fight to the death with another person equal to your size. You're offered either an aluminum baseball bat or a 6-inch non-serrated knife, knowing the weapon you don't choose goes to your opponent. So which do you choose, knife or bat?
Bat. I think bat because I can just like take the bat and they have the knife in their hands and I could just bat their hands with the bat. It's like you have a longer range with that, and maybe like just donking them over the head too a couple times.
Yeah.
So I'll take the bat. And honestly, like I can't imagine stabbing somebody anyway. Like with the bat, I can just close my eyes and go for it, you know?
Don't you go anywhere. Well, I guess you can go some places, like to get some water or to go to the bathroom or, you know, if you're driving, but we still have the great Gabby Ortiz. For the whole second half of this episode, we just gotta spend a minute or two here to pay the bills, to keep the lights on, and shout out the wonderful people who do the music for this show. Like the song that's playing right now. Don't you hear it? Don't you love it? From the Mini Vandals, the song that's gonna play us back from break, from DJ Williams, the opening song from Diala, or the closing one from Single Friend. And if you like the show, hey, we're about to hit a milestone. Episode 99 is coming up. Maybe leave a review. Tell us your favorite moments. I don't know. Let's get back to the show. We got one more thing before we get back to the show. Something brand new, something I'm very excited about. It's the 99 Questions Hotline? Hotline. Sure, that's what we're going to go with. I created a phone number for you to call. You can leave me a voicemail. If you have questions for me, if you have questions about the show, if you have questions for future guests, you can call in, leave a voicemail, and your voice might be the one actually asking the question live on the show. Well, not live, it's pre-recorded, but you know what I mean. I got the number right here, 732-592-9838. That spells out real wax vet. That's right. Real wax vet. Like a veterinarian who's really made of wax. I don't know. all the good numbers are taken, so this is the closest one I could get. Real Wax Vet. One more time, that's 732-592-9838. Give it a call, leave a message, have a great day. So, Gabby,
yes.
As mentioned, you are a pro wrestler traveling the globe, having traveled the globe with your matches. You were also featured, as I kind of made reference to there, you had a reality show about you and others.
it was mostly about me.
It was kind of about you, except for like one episode, which is wild. called The Monster Factory on Apple Plus. But if I got to ask you one question, and what do you know, I kind of do. You also became a little bit of a meme. but not... How
but,
can I say not... this? Ah, yes. the heart of the question comes to play there. Your face wasn't the meme.
No.
So it was kind of you becoming famous. But it was your butt.
I'm the Kim Kardashian of professional wrestling. What can I say, man?
So my question is, A, how was that like day one? What was your reaction to that day one? What's your reaction to that today? And is it a positive thing? Is it like, you're so sick of it? Is it like, how cool was it to be there with Thunder Rosa? Like, what's your thought behind being essentially a meme?
Yeah.
But not at all your face.
Yeah. So thank God for my pizza tattoo, because that shows that it's me. Nobody else has that tattoo. So you can see it in the picture. So there's a million girls like, oh, that was me that day. Like, and taking like credit of it. But like, no, that's my tattoo. Like, you don't have that tattoo. So the day of the show, it was really fun because me and Thunder have been on the same like shitty little indie shows before together. So now we're here, like, on this big stage. She's super over. I'm super excited for her. And we were just really stoked to work together. So it happens. We practiced the move in the locker room together, which was really funny. We get
and
it.
This was for, what, AEW?
AEW.
Okay.
AEW. Yeah. One of their, I think it was Elevation. So we do it. And then it happens. Bam. Match is over. We give each other a big hug. I got some good feedback. I've been back several times since. And then the picture comes out. A good friend of mine, Scott Leash, took the picture. I know him very well. I've been photographed by him my whole career. And it took a couple months to get off, like to take off. And and then when it did, it was sort of a little bit of a slow burn. I started seeing it more and more. People started tagging me, like, think, oh, is that Jamie Hayter? No, it's Gabby Ortiz. is that blank? No, it's Gabby Ortiz. And then it started coming out that it was me. Thunder posted about it saying, oh my god, it's me and Gabby. And then, like, my honestly, it was like one of the greatest things that's ever happened in my career. It really is. Like, I could have easily shied away from it and be like, oh god, like, because people were saying some pretty like fucked up things about my butt. Not bad things, but just like, oh my god, you need therapy. Like,
yeah, internet comments,
right?
Yeah,
not amazing. Mm-hmm. But there were people who were extremely like supportive and cool about it, and like there were t-shirts, and like it's so funny. And then I capitalized on it, and now I'm, you know, and now I have tons more followers, more bookings. It's actually like really cool. I'm totally not sick of it. I love when it comes back up and people, you know, remember it and post about it. It's really funny.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad it's a positive thing, because it was, what a moment, what a way to be immortalized.
Hey, you know, I didn't know I had like a big butt until then. And then they told me, like, Gab, your butt's big. I was like, since what? No. And then I was like, oh my God, it is. And then, like, I took it and ran.
And ran you did. Okay. Amazing. Well, I wish you all the best in your memedom, but
Thank
we
you.
got so many more questions here.
Also, as a child of the internet, becoming a meme is very cool.
Oh yeah.
It's actually really cool.
You went from uploading a selfie and taking 45 minutes to now becoming a meme that's just being passed around with Thunder Rose's insanely crazed face next to you. Like, come
Yeah.
on.
I couldn't ask. I mean, I could have asked for something better, but that's what I got. So I'm gonna take it.
Perfect. Perfect. Question 51. What's your phone wallpaper right now?
It's my cat Max, who I just lost him in November, so he's my little
Oh.
wallpaper right now.
Oh, poor Max.
He's the best.
52. What's the last thing you Googled?
Let's look.
This question again, not sponsored by Google, but they want to throw us a couple bucks.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say. I don't know if I want to say this.
Oh boy.
It's extremely topical, but it's stuff about a lawsuit that came out today, with a certain
Oh.
CEO of a company.
Yeah,
So yeah, it was just
certain. Yep, a mustachioed older gentleman.
someone who literally looks like who the lawsuit's about. Like, it's pretty crazy. He's a villain. So yeah, that law, I was looking up
Correct.
information about the lawsuit.
Very fair. Very
Yes.
fair. 53. You have to name your next pet without seeing them. What do you name them?
My God, Nugget.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah, because no matter what it is, it's a nugget.
Oh, cat, dog, bird, lizard, it doesn't matter. Nugget
No.
is perfect.
Yeah, nugget.
Man, that's good. 54. What professional wrestler would you compare yourself to?
Gabby Ortiz, she's
Yeah.
cool. No.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like her. Wish I could meet her.
If only. You got to show up to
Cool.
a lot of baggage claims. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
It's where everyone's meet there. 55. What's your comfort food on a bad day?
Personal pan pizza from
Oh.
Pizza Hut, pepperoni. I had a little bit of a bad day today, so I had two of those.
Much respect. Much respect.
You.
56. Favorite smell?
Oh, that's a good one. I love lemon scented things.
Hmm.
Lemon. Probably lemon, yeah.
I got one of those little car freshener things you put on your fans in the car. Yeah, it's like lemon citrus something or other. Something or
So
other,
yeah,
excuse
maybe.
me. Oh. Oh my God, I love it. Now every time I
Yeah.
step into the car, I'm like, ooh, kind of want
It's
a
fresh.
tart or something. Yeah, it's great. 57, best candy.
I've been on a really big Sour Patch kick lately. Sour Patch Kids.
Excellent, excellent. 58, worst candy.
I don't like York peppermint patties.
Ooh.
I'm not a big fan of those. I'll probably have to say that. Yeah.
The mint. Is it the
I
mint?
was given one as a child, and I thought it was just like a beautiful disc of chocolate, and then I bit into it, and it was toothpaste. I never got over that.
Trick you. They trick you into oral care nice and early there.
Ugh. Ugh.
59. What's a restaurant you'd recommend?
I was gonna say Applebee's because I really love Applebee's, but in serious, there's a place called Spot Burger in Philly, in West Gerard Avenue. It's like a hole in the wall. The most delicious burgers ever. So yummy.
Wow, Spot Burger.
Spot Burger.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out next time I'm in
Yeah.
Philly. All right.
Dude, you should. It's really yummy.
Question 60. What's a food you've never eaten?
Caviar.
Oh.
I read caviar.
Okay. Well, hey, next time you order a chai latte, the Gabby, if you were, get a little topper of caviar on top. That actually
Yeah,
sounds disgusting as
sure
I'm
that would
saying
pair
it.
really well together, dude.
I
Ew.
actually grossed myself out saying it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Have you ever had caviar?
I have.
Is it good?
It's salty,
Ugh. Okay.
which is I left it being like, this is fine.
Yeah.
It
Okay.
felt like something rich people 200 years ago would say is the best thing ever, but today it's like, this is fine.
Okay.
So if you
I'll
want to
take
know
your
how it
word
felt to be rich 200 years ago, hey, do
Eat
that. But
caviar.
yeah. And then have some water because it's very salty.
Okay.
61. Strangest food that you have eaten.
Pig ear. It was chewy.
Yeah, the pig ear, pig knuckles. There's a lot of pig parts floating around there that are,
Yeah.
yeah.
Not my finest moment. Mm,
62. What's a typical day off?
I guess sleeping in. I love sleeping in. Hanging out with my boyfriend. We'll probably go to the movies. I don't know, man. Like it's a mixed bag of stuff we could do. Go, I love going to the arcade. Going to the arcade is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then going to get some good food somewhere.
Good one. The good day. What's your go-to arcade game? How about that?
We talked about this as skee ball.
Ah, it's
I
skee ball. Of course it's skee ball.
like Mario Kart too. The little cart Mario.
Yeah. I like when they like have like four of them and you could play against the other people there.
Yeah, that's always tons of
'Cause then
fun.
I you could look at like the 12-year-old across from me and be like, you're going
You're
down.
going down. Yeah, that's always fun.
63, bucket list item that you accomplished.
Going to England. I always wanted to do that. And then I did it. I did it when I was 16, so I accomplished it pretty early on. And
And almost didn't leave.
almost stayed there forever.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Nadia.
Nadia.
64, bucket list item that you probably won't accomplish.
Probably going to the Great Wall. Like, I don't think I'll ever go to China. Maybe I will. I don't know. It just seems like that seems like really far off. I've been to Japan, which is like kind of close, but yeah, I don't know if I'll ever like. I want to see the Great Wall, but there's nothing else in China I really care to see. So, like,
Yeah. I definitely remember that being on like my high school like bucket list, and now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if
yeah.
that's gonna be feasible.
Yeah, so I don't even think that's even on my bucket list anymore. Well, I'll just say that. I'll stick with that.
Hey, we'll see. Tomorrow's another day. 65, dubbed by previous guests, the realest question of the bunch. Name of a friend you don't keep in contact with, but regret it.
My friend Taylor from elementary school. She was my Nadia before Nadia, and they only met once. There was one time when their paths crossed. It was my like I think it was my 13th. No, it was like my 12th birthday, and I went to a different school, and Nadia kind of became my person and has stayed my person since then. But I would have really liked to know how Taylor's doing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Shout outs, Taylor.
Shout
66. What's a game that makes you feel nostalgic?
Probably Mario Kart, like I said earlier, but like the Nintendo to Mario Kart, like where you at home.
Yeah.
I played that game a lot when I was a kid. My favorite.
Now, this is very telling. Who's your character?
Waluigi, if he is available. Which he wasn't originally, so Peach. That was basic.
I love the jump from like, I guess I'll settle for Peach, but I wanted to choose the most chaotic character of all time,
He's the
Waluigi.
best. I hope like he's in the next Mario movie if they do another one.
Ooh,
Oh,
yeah.
that'd be amazing.
Who should they get to play him though? I don't even know. They did such a good job casting everyone so far.
Think Jason Isaacs would be a good Waluigi. He played Lucius Malfoy in Harry Potter. He's kind of like got that swanky, tall, crazy boy. He could do it. I
Yeah.
cast him, Jason Isaacs.
Sign it
I
on the
don't think
dotted line.
he's a very serious, like, British actor. I don't know if he would
He plays Waluigi,
dude. I think that would be really cool for him to do.
who's introduced before Wario, which I think is even funnier.
Oh yeah, so oh, so good.
Oh, that would be great. 67. What game have you spent the most time playing?
Probably Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Now, which GameCube, I'm assuming?
The GameCube, yeah. Yep,
Yeah.
exactly.
Classic.
Classic game.
Why did everyone have little horns? I never got that. Was it like a
No,
devil
because
thing? Oh.
maybe I was into it.
Was fantastic. My radishes, best in the land. 60. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba, 68. What's something you built with your own hands?
My new dresser. In the house I just moved into, I bought myself a new dresser and I built it.
Oh.
It's not a big one. It's like this small one for my t-shirts, but I built it on my own. Very proud of myself.
Awesome. You should be. Question 69. Best pickup
Ooh.
line.
My name's Gabby Ortiz.
Have
Have
you seen my meme?
you seen my meme? Yeah, I don't know. I've never had to use a pickup line on a new one.
Probably for
Have I?
the
Probably for the best. Yeah, I'm not.
best.
Yikes.
Question 70. Have you ever had any good nicknames?
My dad calls me Bubba after Bubba from Forrest Gump because it's my favorite character in Forrest Gump. So, and I'm like basically the opposite of that character, like physically in terms of but yeah, he's always called me Bubba.
Love that. 71. Do you believe in love at first sight? Oh.
And that's not always romantic either, but yes.
Like it. I like it. 72. What's a big turnoff of yours?
Being rude to wait staff, that's like, I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I will walk out of a date if that were to ever happen on a date of mine.
I've definitely said it on this show before, but I was a bartender for 5, 6 years. And being on that side of it to see where, like, oh, it's clearly a couple and clearly they're getting to know each other. And like, one of them is just super rude to like me or the other waiters or waitresses or whoever. And you just see this look in the other one's eyes like, I need to get out of here.
I've been like on group dates, like group like or family dinners and stuff with like weird uncles I don't see very often who have been like rude to waitstaff, and it's just like nauseating to me. Like, what
Oh,
are you do what why what do you get out of being mean to this person?
they're trying their best.
Yes. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a big one. 73. Do you consider yourself an artist?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
I you know, and it's so gross because like I don't think I would have ever said yes to that question because but I am like I've been an artist basically my whole life. So yeah, I'm an artist.
Yeah, 100%. 74. What's something you tried to cook and failed?
Chicken Alfredo and like broccoli pasta thing. And I don't think it was my fault. I just think I picked a really gross jar of Alfredo and I should probably make it like from scratch. But it just didn't turn out good and I was disappointed about it.
I blame the Alfredo. I think
I love it.
the bad sauce. Question 75. Dubbed the Ben Hansen after the first guest of this here show. What's the greatest piece of art ever made?
Ooh. Oh, the good one. Jesus, what's the greatest piece of art ever made? I was gonna, is it like paintings or can it be anything? Like anything.
Anything. I've heard absolutely everything. Paintings, movies, music, live performance, anything.
I've honestly like probably the live Nirvana at the Paramount Theater. That's always
Ooh.
really moved me. That's like
Ooh, yeah.
a great piece of art right there.
Was that the, oh God, is that the one where he does The Man Who Sold the World, that like unplugged version of it?
No,
Oh my.
that's not that. Is it that one? He might have done.
I
Yes,
forget.
yes, yeah.
I might be confusing that with another
There,
one.
he did it at Unplugged too. The Unplugged MTV one. He's done that. Yeah.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of. But this still like live at Paris, it's just such a it's a really cool it's just cool.
There's just, I mean, the word is grungy, but there's something so grungy about just them playing live. It is
Yeah.
just a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Truly. 76. Have you ever had something happen to you that you would consider paranormal?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, my I lived in this house in Philly that is right down the street from the Eastern State Penitentiary, which
Oh.
is a big old abandoned prison that they do a haunted house in, and I worked in that haunted house. And tons of weird paranormal stuff happened to me while I was working there. And in my own house, I remember we heard the cats fighting upstairs. We had three cats. And we heard them fighting upstairs, and it was like we were like, my dad's like, "Gab, go break that up. They're gonna destroy something." And then I go to go upstairs, and all three cats are just in the behind us, in like the kitchen. They weren't upstairs, and it was we were like, "Oh, okay." Lot of like lights flickering and asking like, "Oh, if this is a spirit, flicker the lights 3 times. 1, 2, 3." Like, yeah, we just like we coexisted with whatever these like spirits that were living in that house were. They weren't like mean or anything. They were just very annoying. But
I love those stories. Oh,
yeah.
I love that. 77. Would you ever use a Ouija board?
I've used a Ouija board, dude.
Oh no.
I
Oh
tried to
no.
contact John Lennon at a sleepover.
Well, you know what? If you're gonna aim for anybody, aim for the top of the pile. Go for Lennon. Why not?
We didn't get Lennon, but we did get a weird little boy. So, but yeah, we my best my one of my best friends at the time, her name's Karen. She was really a big Beatles fan, so we all became big Beatles fans with her. And we had like a my aunt, mom almost didn't let me go to the party, and she's like, whatever. My dad's like, just let her go, it'll be fine. And so we're there doing light as a feather, stiff as a board. And getting the
Course.
Ouija board out to contact John Lennon.
And we didn't hear from Mr. Lennon that
we
night.
didn't hear from him. No. We had like the little action figures like from the Yellow Submarine. We had like a t-shirt, a poster. We had like all this stuff around us for the Ouija board to like get John Lennon to talk to us. And he didn't.
That's incredible. Oh, man. Now I want to ask him, like, what's John Lennon's perfect breakfast? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Unless I do an all Ouija board episode.
It's
Ooh.
probably like beans and toast because he's from England.
Yeah, I saw that documentary of them recently. It's like, oh yeah, all they ate is beans and toast.
And
Like,
toast. Yep.
that's probably what it's gonna be. 78. Simply, why?
Why?
Just why?
Because that's my answer.
You know what? I lay it up, you dunk it home. There it is. 79. If given the chance, when would you time travel to?
I like even though things are crazy here, I really love like the convenience of like our phones and stuff. But
Yeah.
like I'm gonna do a little sentimental answer, probably like the late 90s, early 2000s, and just like kind of see the family that I've lost since then, see what they're up to at the time. And I'd go back then to just no historical time. It had already happened. I don't know. I'm not gonna be able to do anything. So probably just like see my family.
I love that. Yeah. I think that is probably the actual best use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question 80. Have you ever made a sudden dramatic change to your lifestyle and stuck to it?
Probably professional wrestling. When I started it, I didn't realize it was going to be like such a huge change in my life, but it was, and I've stuck to it. So then it's
Yeah.
been really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Question 81. What game show, past or present, would you love to be a contestant on?
Jeopardy.
Yes. Yes.
I love Jeopardy.
It's the best. It's the
So good.
best. The auditions or the tests online, I don't know if you've done those. They're so tough.
Yeah, they are.
To There was like a 1 year span I just tried out for every game show I possibly could, called college, where I just wanted to go on any game show I possibly could. And yeah, Jeopardy is by far the most difficult one.
Yeah, I've never tried to get on any other game show other than Jeopardy, and very tough.
Though I could show up on like Teen Jeopardy. I could beat those kids, no
Hell
problem.
yeah. Maybe even college, I don't know. Celebrity Jeopardy. Oh my God, they ask them the stupidest questions and they're and like yeah.
I'd
Celebrity
wipe
Jeopardy
the
would
floor with like Neil Patrick Harris or whoever. Yeah.
Yeah, what do they know? There he's been working since he was a kid. He didn't go to school. Like like think about it.
You're 100% right. They have to just lower the curve a little bit, you know?
Just a wee bit.
82. What's a quote that you love?
Yeah, I'm not really a quote guy.
Mm.
It's the one that Dumbledore says in Prisoner of Azkaban. It's not in the book, it's in the movie. But he says basically like one can always find the light even in the darkest of times. Or like you can find the light even in the darkest of times if only one just like it's I forget the exact quote of it, but it's something very like nice. And he says it because they're in like hard times in the wizarding world, and he's like, we can still find the light regardless of what's going on here in our world. And it kind of like plays out to, regular human life too. So
Yeah.
I feel so bad that I don't have the exact quote on me.
Well, don't worry, because I will allow myself the fair use to edit in just that one quote and literally nothing more, because otherwise I'm going to get sued by Warner
But you
Brothers.
know, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times. If one only remembers to turn on the light.
Please don't sue me, Warner Brothers, please.
Perfect.
Though, if you want to throw us a couple bucks, no, they're not going to do. Why would they do
Oh,
that?
yeah.
Spotify has more of a reason. They're not going to do
Don't know,
anything.
man. Harry Potter needs some help with some PR, so maybe they could probably use
I can help turn this thing around.
it.
83. What's the best shirt that Joan?
I have this really cool Brendan Fraser shirt. It's
Oh,
like of
yeah.
him in the mummy, and it's like one of those like 90s like bootleg shirts. But it's Brendan Fraser, and it's like really cool, and I love wearing it. And I always get compliments on it because it's Brendan Fraser, and he's
Brendan
the man.
Fraser's, he's an unreal.
Yes,
Oh.
incredible guy.
Blast from the past. Come on. He's great.
So good. That is such an underrated movie. And Bedazzled is one of my favorites too.
Oh my God. Bedazzled is
Him and
great.
Elizabeth Smart. It's a really good movie.
Elizabeth Hurley, I think.
Elizabeth Hurley. Did I say Smart?
Yeah.
Bro, like, who's
Oh.
Elizabeth Smart? Is that a person?
I think did wasn't she kidnapped or something? I don't know. I don't
Oh, yeah. Why did I say Elizabeth Smart? Oh, my. Elizabeth Hurley, so sorry, you're a queen.
Miss Hurley, if you're listening, please forgive us. Don't sue us like Warner Brothers just did. 80 something. 84. Would you change your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
Oh.
My mom thought they were stupid, so me and my brother don't have one.
You know what? Very fair.
If it were to be anything, it'd be Anne, because I want my initials to be my shoot name starts with a B. I'd want my initials to be GAB, because that'd be like sick.
That's good.
And my brother wants his middle name to be Andrew. So we both picked our middle names, but we don't legally have them.
You got your working name. I mean,
Yeah.
you basically got to pick your name one way or another.
One way or another, yeah.
Yeah. 85. What's a good impression you can do?
Oh, it's not really an impression, but I can do a pretty solid British accent.
Oh.
But I don't know if
Can we
impression.
hear maybe a little bit of it?
Sure, why not? This is my British accent, and this is how I talk normally all the time. There's nothing unusual about this. This is how I speak. I don't know. That was really bad, but I can normally do a good one.
I felt like I felt like throwing my passport in the river. I felt like I'm
Listen.
there. Excellent. Excellent. 86. Is there a tattoo you wanted to get, but are glad you didn't get?
So I have a pizza tattoo on my leg, and my idea for the whole leg was like to have all my favorite foods, like pizza, burgers, like chicken nuggets, all that stuff. I'm really
Ooh.
glad I didn't do that. I'm really glad I did, because like that was back when I was like really skinny. I wanted to do that, and it was supposed to be like kind of like a fuck you to being skinny, even though I was. And like I've gained considerable amount of weight since then, so I think it would just look horrible right now. Not that it's like a bad thing, but like I think it just wouldn't look good anymore.
I
My
gotcha.
plan for that big leg piece I wanted to get.
87. How would you describe your 16-year-old self?
Oh, she was freaking cool. She wanted to live in England. She almost threw her passport into the river. She was super emo, crazy misunderstood, but not really. Angsty for no reason, and had great music taste and cool hair.
Wow. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I
Sounds
liked
pretty
her.
cool.
She was cool.
88. What's the worst injury you ever had?
When my scapula, my shoulder blade, kind of like it's called scapular dyskinesia, so it's when your scapula basically like tears away from the muscles,
Oh,
freaking
no.
hurts, and it hurts for a while, and there's really not much you can do to like stabilize it, but just like be still. It sucks.
Oh, jeez.
It's a really stupid injury, and I got it from Matt Riddle, arm dragging me in practice when he was learning how to wrestle too. And it was a total accident. He felt so bad, but yeah, that's how I got it. And I mean, it's still something that bugs me to this day.
Oh,
Yeah.
that absolutely sucks, but it's kind of fun to be able to be like,
Yeah.
Matt Riddle gave me this.
It is.
But still sucks.
Yeah, still sucks.
88. Nope. 89. What's a habit of yours you want to break?
Procrastinating.
Just too easy.
Too easy. And you know what? I always get it done regardless, but I would like to deal, like not deal with like the freaking the stress of it, you know?
Well, listen, I hear you. Like this episode, like every of my episodes, comes out on a Sunday. Guess what? It's probably getting edited on a Saturday. That's just how I roll. Question 90, getting on the home stretch here.
Goodness.
Have you ever lied on your resume?
No, I have a pretty solid resume.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never had a lie on it.
Okay. 91. Have you ever punched someone in the face?
No, but Nadia has, but on my behalf.
On your behalf.
Yeah, with
Okay.
some boy troubles I was having, and the guy did something really not cool. And I was like, we were in the middle of Broad Street, which is this huge street in Philly, and I was crying, and she just punched him right in the face. It was spectacular. He was cool next day with a bruise on his face. It was a, and he couldn't say like why he had the bruise.
Oh my
It
God.
was just a girl punched him.
Wow, she's got some stiff working punches, that Nadia.
Yes, she does.
Woo.
Thank
Thank you, Nadia.
Nadia.
92. Would you ever go to a nude beach?
No.
That's fair.
I don't even like going to clothed beaches that much.
Yeah,
Where's the sand supposed to go?
it's
No.
just
Okay.
everywhere. Everywhere it's not supposed
And
to.
hot people don't go to nude beaches.
Yeah, turns out it's only like
It's like
weirdos
old.
or 75-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, in America, I'll say. Europe, it's like everyone goes because it's just whatever.
Yeah.
But America, yeah, it's never like, what is that? The bus for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders pulled up.
Yeah,
It's like,
they're
no,
not coming to the nude beach.
no, I checked. That's not happening. 93. Somehow not the realest question. When was the last time you cried?
Today.
Yeah.
Every freaking day.
Don't I have the best timing for these?
You do. Listen, this has been therapeutic for me, so.
Perfect. That's all I ask for. Say Wolf Blitzer can't do that. If
If
he's around, I don't
he's around, I don't know what he's up to.
know.
What a name, Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer. You think his mom was like that kid, Wolf.
He's either going to be an incredible journalist or a stunt man.
Yeah, like double sleeved, leg sleeves, like shark tattoo on his chest,
Yeah.
like and yeah, and like a stuntman riding a Harley or
Yes.
on like MSNBC or whatever. Which route did he take? We'll let the listener decide. 94. What's something you've done and will probably never do again?
Attempt to throw my passport off of the London Bridge into the river.
Probably a good call. It's probably.
I'll probably never try to do that again.
Passports aren't cheap. That's the thing. They're not cheap. You got to
Wow.
get the photo and the whole thing. It's a whole ordeal. You got to go to like the DMV. I don't even. Mine is going to expire in a couple of years. I don't know what I'm going to do. 95. Best compliment you ever received.
That I'm smarter than I think I am.
Hmm.
That was really nice because, like, I get a lot of, as like a girl, you're so pretty, blah blah blah. Like, that's always really nice. I'm not discounting that, but someone complimenting me on like my brain or that I'm funny, I really like that too.
That's really nice. Yeah. 96. Tell me a joke.
Oh my God, I just said that I'm funny and I don't have a joke for you. Jesus Christ, man. This is the hardest question you've asked me.
Everyone hates this question. I
This is the
refuse
worst.
to remove this question off this list. This will
The
always be here.
one joke that I have is like it involves like a phys like you have we have to be together, so that's not gonna work.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Is that even a joke? That's a riddle. It's not even a joke. My life. There you go. That's my joke.
The chicken one or your life.
Or my life.
Again, the listeners can take their choice. 97. 97 used to be a question that I came up with that just wasn't all that good. And I had to acknowledge that and throw it in the recycling bin. and replace it with the listener question of the week. And if any of our wonderful listeners have a question they want to see used on a future episode, it's 99questionspod, of course, the number 99questionspod at gmail.com, or 99questionspod on Twitter. And this week, we got a good one from DC Fresh out of NJ. What a username. Did I pick him because of from New Jersey? Maybe. Their question. Any highlights or great memories from when you were filming Monster Factory? Big fan.
Yeah.
Thank you, DC.
That's a really good question. Probably when me and my dad went fishing together. That was really nice.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good time. But then also, like, the finale at the 2300 Arena was really cool, too.
Yeah. That seemed like a real culmination kind of moment at the big, you know, the ECW Arena. I know they can't call it that, but again, I'm getting sued by everyone, so why not?
That's what it is, man. No, it was really special. Very special.
Yeah.
What was your original question?
It was originally tell me a lie.
Oh.
And it turned out everyone was just like, oh, I didn't go to Paris. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like,
all right.
In theory, it was more interesting. And then in concept, it was like, yeah, this should probably go pretty quick. And I think it only lasted like 3 episodes. So. but hey, thank you so much, DC Fresh out of NJ.
Thanks.
98. What made you want to be who you are today?
My mom. Yeah, I just wanted to make her proud and like be impressed with me and stuff. Like I just always wanted to impress her, and I think I would now. I wish I could get that answer, but yeah, I think I'd make her proud right now.
I think you absolutely would. Yes. But we reached the top of the mountain here.
Whoa,
the titular question, if you will. Question 99. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for being like a solid friend and like a non-judgmental person that you can come talk to about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a safe haven friend. Those are too rare.
Yeah. I mean, that goes back to my mom. I was like, whenever I talk to people about her, they're just like, she never judged me for anything. I could go to her about anything. And like, I want to be able to like carry that and be that for people too.
I love that. I truly do. well, Gabby, I'm fresh out. I got nothing else I can legally ask you here. I've already been sued like 3 times, so I'm out of money here. Truly, thank you so much for doing this. This was absolutely such a ball.
Yes, this was so fun. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone listening, I had a rough day today, and this was very nice. This made me very happy to do.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to plug or promote or waft into the ears of our wonderful listeners? Anything at all? The floor is exclusively yours.
I am Gabbity on Twitter. Is what it's called, and Instagram, and I will be wrestling in Pittsburgh on February 10th. You can check that out at Rise Wrestling. That's RYSE Wrestling, and I am co-founding a promotion called Bell to Bell Wrestling here in South Jersey, the Philly South Jersey area. Yes, and our first show is March 2nd, so check that out at Bell Number 2 Bell BELLE2BELL Bell to Bell Wrestling. If you can check that out and give us a follow, it'd be really special.
Folks, if you are listening to this when it comes out Saturday, February 10th, if you are anywhere near Uniontown, Pennsylvania, please check out Gabby. She is wrestling the very talented Gina Marie over at Rise Professional Wrestling. Tell them 99 Questions sent you. You're going to have a ball, I promise. But it's last call time. The red light's on. Let's figure out what we learned here today.
we learn that when you have a friend like Nadia, there's nothing she can't save you from. Stray softball pitches, passports going over bridges, the ghost of John Lennon. Hashtag thank you, Nadia. We learn that Gabby was 100% right. The Will Ferrell scene in 30 Rock is on the Parks and Recreation set, which means the Jason Isaacs as Waluigi fan casting, that's not a prediction, that's a spoiler. We learn that Butterbeer is better in Florida. We learn that they've been sneaking toothpaste into candy for years. And we learn that a ball gag, poppers, and a peacoat is the combination to a good Friday night. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go recreate Gabby's meme and hope it can do the same to boost my Twitter numbers. I'll see you again in 2 weeks for our 99th episode. Till then, thank you and good night.